again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 219 in a series of 260 programs dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years here, the WHKP years since 1946. Today, the last train wreck in the county, which wasn't as far back as you might think, exactly 25 years ago today. It would be difficult to find a true railroad buff in this country that has not heard of the famed Saluda Grade, a winding 2.5 mile stretch of railroad that stretches from Church Street in Saluda to Melrose and the lower end of Pearson's Falls Road. This is the steepest grade on any Class 1 railroad in the United States, averaging 5%, with a few limited sections running at 5.4%. Considering that a modern rail coach is 100 feet long, on the Saluda grade, from the time you pass through one end of the coach to the other, you'll be walking uphill 5 feet. When I rode that steam excursion train in October of 1992, this was the first revenue passenger train coming up the Saluda grade since 1972, 20 years earlier, when 4501 pulled a passenger train up that mountain. Pearson's Falls, by the way, was named for the man who designed the railroad up the mountain from Tryon to the crest of the grade. In earlier years, there was always a helper engine on the siding at Melrose, and the engine was ready at any time to either push or pull, or even to help hold back a train. There used to be two runaway cutoffs, one at the steep curve at the bottom of the Saluda stretch down at the Sand Cut, and another runaway cutoff was at Melrose Junction. The cutoff at the Sand Cut has been discontinued. In the earlier days, trains coming down the mountain could signal by blowing their whistles to switchmen at Melrose that they were out of control, and the switchmen would then divert their train to the runaway tracks, which provided a 10% grade to be climbed by the runaway, which would help it to stop, and also the runaway or safety track would shunt most of the runaway cars away from the main track. The Saluda grade runs almost exactly parallel to Pearson Falls Road, steeply down the mountain from Saluda to Melrose. No longer do you have helper engines at Melrose, and no longer are there switchmen to divert a runaway to the safety tracks. Every train is monitored electronically, and in the event the sensors detect excess speed, automatically the switches to the safety track are thrown. On this day in 1971, 25 years ago today, a 53-car coal train bound from Knoxville to Spartanburg was shunted to the safety track. All three diesel engines remained upright and stayed on the track as it raced up the 10% grade to a dead-end sand pile. 47 cars loaded with 3,290 tons of coal jumped the track and accordioned in piles along the track and into the gorge. 6 cars in the caboose at the very end of the train also remained upright and intact. The spectacular wreck caused no injuries. It occurred on this day in 1971, which happened to be a Sunday, and the cause was never given. Traffic on the grade was blocked for almost 24 hours, while wrecker trains with cranes from Spartanburg and Asheville would pick up the twisted cars and place them on flatbed rail cars for transportation and disposal, and loaders were removing the coal. Railroad crews quickly laid what was called a shoe-fly section of temporary track around the wreckage so that traffic could be resumed on the Saluda grade. In spite of the dangers on the steep Saluda grade, train men no longer think of anything when approaching the grade except tripling. That is, they break the train into 3 sections at either Melrose or Saluda, take each section up or down, and then reconnect to continue their journey. Now, while this process may take an hour and a half for a train crew, it takes 3 times longer to climb or descend the loops on Black Mountain, where the grade is a measly 2%. Talk is always present about simply closing the spectacular rail bed from Haines Station at Spartanburg to Hendersonville, and routing traffic over a much longer distance to include the loops up Black Mountain. But as long as train men can maintain a record of safety with only one derailment in 25 years, Saluda may still experience some reprieve. On October 25th, 1992, I experienced a lifelong dream. I rode in the engine of an excursion train from Haines Station in Spartanburg. I observed the tripling done at Melrose when even this 25-car passenger train with 870 passengers aboard was broken into sections to climb the treacherous Saluda grade. In addition to the Norfolk and Western 484 Giant Steam Locomotive 611, we had three powerful SD-40 diesels to assist in pulling power. At Melrose, the three diesels pulled all but five cars ahead of the steam unit. 611 was only pulling five large passenger cars, and on the final climb up the steepest part of the grade, about 1,000 feet from the Saluda crest, 611 spun out. The engine lost all traction. The wheels would just spin wildly with no pulling power. Every car had been assigned a trainman to operate the handbrakes, and the trainmaster there in the cab where I was standing announced on the radio, "Secure all handbrakes." Now, neither of the engineers could have been out of their 30s. The fireman, Scott Merrill from Edneyville, was in his 20s. None of them had ever even seen the Saluda grade before, let alone throttle a train up that mountain. There was some discussion of radioing up to have the diesels come back down and help us onto the top. Well, about 2 or 3 minutes went by, and the older trainmaster calmly says, "I think we can make it. We'll just barely ease open the throttle, lay on the sand, and release the handbrakes. If it begins to move, don't touch that throttle. Let it develop its own speed from the least steam we can give it." It worked. As 611 began inching up the hill, you could sense a new confidence on the part of everybody. By the time we began pulling into Saluda, the engine was taking deep throaty barks and belching coal black smoke as the speed increased. And one of the engineers simply laid down on that whistle. He made it blast. He made it roar. He made it moan. And the thousands of people lining the streets of Saluda were cheering like you've never seen. We had become the little engine that could. I mentioned to the trainmaster when we pulled into Biltmore Station what a thrill it had been for me to be on that engine. And I told him it was my fifth great desire. I had achieved all the others. He looked at me in a rather curious way, and he says, "I believe if I were you, I'd go home and make me out another list." Another memory of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.